Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to our Sunday evening worship service here at Beach Hill. Whether you're with us in person or you're with us via Zoom, we're happy to have you. Before we begin with our worship service here this evening, we have just a few announcements. As we mentioned this morning, Tommy Simpson had his final radiation treatment this past Wednesday. He continues to recover at his home. Let's continue to remember Cliff Orman and Bob Simpson as they recover at home after recent surgeries. Randy Grisham will have surgery on Friday, so let's continue to remember Mr. Randy in our prayers. And also, Ronald Shroop will meet with doctors at UAB on August 18th to determine next steps needed in his treatment. So let's continue to remember these folks and their families in our prayers. Congratulations to Winston and Mallory Smith on the birth of their son, Theo. Theo was born on Monday. His Beach Hill grandmother is Susan Brooks, and Beach Hill great-grandmother is Bobby Nunley. Theo had surgery yesterday morning and all went well. He's recovering in the NICU at Le Bonheur. We'd also like to congratulate Joab and Hannah Hopper on the birth of their daughter, June Ophelia, who was born on Friday. Beach Hill grandparents are Bob and Penny Simpson, and June's siblings are Clara, Hank, and Ellie Hopper. As we also mentioned this morning, on August 21st, we will have our fifth Sunday schedule. David Light will be speaking that day. We will have our regular worship time for our morning services, followed by a fellowship meal, and our evening service will be at 1 o'clock p.m. Later that day, the Ripley Church of Christ is hosting a youth night at 5 p.m., and our bus will leave here at 4:30 p.m., and a meal and games will follow that evening service at Ripley. Tonight, Tony Farese will have our scripture reading and opening prayer. Ryan Simpson will have our closing prayer. At the appropriate time, King McCarver will have the lesson of the hour. Would you all take a songbook or view the television screens as Dustin McMillan leads us in our singing?
Number 226. There we go. Number 226, we'll sing all three verses.
Why did the Savior heavenly man come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive, because he loves me so? He loves me. Because he loves me so. Why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptation know? Why teach and toil and plead and pray? Because he loves me so. He loves me. He loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why feel the garden's dreadful drought? Why through his trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross? Because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so.
Now turn to number 108. Psalm before our scripture reading and prayer this evening, the number 108. We'll sing the first, second, and last verses.
My Savior's gone up and to prepare in yon fair land, adorned it will be with jewels rare, not made with hands. I know, in heaven for me a mansion set.
If you have your Bibles, will you turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13? Romans 12, verses 9 through 13. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another among yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. May we pray. Our most gracious and divine Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day where we can gather here to study your word. We're so grateful for this congregation planted here at Beach Hill. We're grateful for the work of our elders and our deacons. We're so thankful to have King and Winston laboring here with us. We're thankful for King's lessons teaching us the truth of your word. Dear Lord, it's our prayer that you'll continue to bless this congregation, bless King's and Winston's teaching, and that we will grow in truth and in spirit as we accept our responsibility as your children in spreading your word. Dear Lord, as you know, we have many who are sick and afflicted. We want to remember them, but we first want to thank you for the blessings of new life. We want to thank you for Theo Smith, his birth. We want to thank you for June Ophelia Hopper, for these wonderful new souls that have been added to these families and to our family here in this congregation. We ask that you'll continue to bless them as they grow. Bless their families, and we pray that we will be good examples for them. Dear Lord, we pray that you'll be with Theo's doctors and nurses as they minister to him. We know that he's got great difficulties and challenges ahead, but we are faithful in our service to you and our hope that you will take care of him and that we will have the best outcome possible. We also pray for Winston and Mallory and the grandparents as they are going through this serious time. We ask that you uplift them and let them feel your love and comfort, and they know that you will have the best outcome for them. Dear Lord, we want to remember Cliff Orman, Bob Simpson, Dr. Simpson, as Cliff and Bob have had surgeries. We're grateful that they have received relief. We pray that you'll continue to comfort and heal them in the days to come as they recover from their surgeries. We want to remember Randy Grisham and his upcoming surgery this Friday, dear Lord. As you know, he's had many physical afflictions. Please be with him. Please be with his physicians as they treat him. And it's our prayer that his procedure will go as best it can and that he'll have a full recovery. Dear Lord, we also want to remember Ronald Stroop in his upcoming treatment. Please be with his physicians as they minister to him. Be with Ronald as they devise a treatment plan. Dear Lord, we ask that you open our hearts and minds to the word this evening. Give King a ready recollection of what he's prepared, and let us put out all worldly thoughts as we focus on your word for this short period of time. Dear Lord, as you know, we are weak and sinful creatures. We all fail you regularly. Please forgive us of our sins. We're so grateful for this congregation where we can support each other, when we can love each other, when we can focus on you and our mission as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, so that we can support each other and go about our daily functions in trying to be shining lights on a hill. Dear Lord, please forgive us for when we fail thee. Guide, guard, and direct us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Song for the lesson this evening, with number 714. We'll sing the first and last verses.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Would Mark and